Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready, because it is time to ask the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, the CLO. Here we go. Wanda in Newark says, my divorce was final 5 months ago, and my ex has already moved on. I found out that he proposed to a new woman, and they're having a small wedding on Valentine's Day. If this is why he wanted to divorce me, why didn't he just say that?
Well, what difference do it make? You all have the divorce. It's over. What do you mean if this is why? You know what? Let's clear something up about divorce. For everybody out there that's trying to play like victim and all this here, listen to me. When the court gives you your divorce date, that's the date that they legally are no longer married. No longer married. Your marriage has been over long before that. Now, can we all just agree with that? Your marriage ain't over when the court say it's over. Your marriage has been over long before the date.
Some problems, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this, he getting married in February. Y'all been messed up for 2 years now.
Yeah.
I guess she's okay. Probably saying, you know, it's so quick.
It was. It's not quick. Y'all's so marriage quick. Been over for a few years now. That's why you got a divorce.
All right, so Wanda, you need to move on, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, he gone.
CLO. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't he tell me? Tell you what?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Raina in Baton Rouge. Raina says, my boyfriend and I work together, and I'm starting to think he's dating me, so he'll have a ride to work. During lunch, he's always with the guys we work with, and he doesn't talk to me until it's time to go home. We may have sex after work if he wants to, but never when I ask. Is he using me for a ride or what?
For ride and sex.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're being used.
Yeah, for a ride and sex. What the hell you worrying about the ride for? He don't talk to you when you get there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then after work, it's to have sex if he want to, not when you want to. You're being used for the ride and for sex. Mm-hmm. But what?
Yeah. That's it.
And the ride is secondary. So I don't know why you wrote this question about this damn ride.
He can Uber.
Come on now.
Right.
Man, if you made him Uber, you'd probably be out of sex.
Yeah. All right, Raina. It's on you now. Next move. All right, moving on to Jory in Roanoke. Jory says, I've been married for 2 years, and my husband has changed since we got married. He doesn't look me in the eye or kiss me anymore while we're being intimate. It feels like we're not connected anymore. Is this to be expected after a few years?
No, it's not. Your man can quit looking at you and stop kissing you because he don't want to.
That's painful to hear.
Just after 2 years, they're still newlyweds.
No, they not.
Junior, you still kissing your wife?
Absolutely. Kissing his wife.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But it ain't even been 6 months.
Yeah.
It ain't. Junior is a newlywed.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely he is.
If you've been married 2 years, you are not a newlywed.
You are only wed.
Even a baby, after 2 years, you quit doing them damn months.
But he's still a baby. It's still a baby, though.
Well, he not 29 months old is what I'm saying.
He's two. Yeah. Okay.
Let's get a new title.
He's a toddler.
You have an issue with the newlyweds 2 years.
No, that ain't what the letter's about, Shirley. The man,
I know.
The man ain't kissing her, and the man ain't looking her in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
No eye contact is a sign.
Look, yeah.
That's
so you're
what the
saying,
question is about. Don't worry about them being newlywed.
But I'm just saying the relationship is still fairly new for him to shut all that down so quickly in the relationship, in the marriage.
Okay, so now can I ask a question if you're basing it on the amount of time?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Very simple question. At what year in the marriage is it okay not to get kissed in the mouth and not to get looked
no
at?
No year.
I just need to know what year that is. Let me know.
I get your point. Yeah.
So soon, when the cutoff happens, it happens.
Right.
It's still painful.
I got you.
That's right. There's no rule for this.
Okay.
He not kissing you in the mouth and looking you in the eye no more because he don't want to.
He's looking upside your head. That's what he
when they're while they're intimate, but he's still being intimate with her.
Yeah.
He ain't looking at her, though. When they intimate, he is not making eye contact with her.
Or kissing
her. Well, the silver lining is they still doing it. So, that's good. That's what you
for him.
Keep doing it until he look at you again. Yeah.
eventually he'll look at you.
Ladies.
What kind of marriage
ladies,
is that?
I didn't want to introduce y'all to those two viewpoints.
And they married.
Y'all kept pushing, though. Y'all kept pushing.
Yeah.
I said, all right, now, I'm going to let the dogs loose. Okay. Okay. I'm going to let you hear from the male species, and it ain't going to be cute.
See, Steve, you picked up your phone when they started talking.
A minute ago, it wasn't good enough when I said he don't want to no more. Then you found out, just keep doing it till he do start looking at you. Now, they done put that on you. Then the other one was, you know, at least he's still doing it. You keep talking,
so you're
going to mess around and ain't even going to get done.
That's what you say, Junior. Stop your complaint.
Yeah.
We in here. Man, what pressure you want?
Walk on.
All right.
I ain't done.
That's terrible. I wish
it really is bad. It's bad.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Yeah.
He don't want
okay.
him.
Yeah. All right.
It's clear.
No, it ain't that he don't want her. Uh-huh. He don't want to do that no more. You know,
it's the same thing.
Listen to me. It's like, for example, not saying this applies to all women, but at one point, some people don't care about fixing theyself up no more. I'm just saying. So, at what year in the marriage is that okay? But I'm just telling you right now that there's people in the marriage who have cut off. You have stopped doing what you did. Sitting around the house wearing all them war clothes and hunting outfits and sitting up in here. I come home and I don't know you with a bandana on that you and a manchy scarf and sitting up in cold cream and cucumbers on your eye. I won't see all
what
this damn.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. 97.1 QMG.